Welcome everybody to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and... I'm Kristen. I'm Kristen, and with me I have... That's Erica.
Maria.
And Maria.
I feel the mm also because Maria.
Yeah, true. Okay, stop. You sound like my grandmother. This is... she like moans a lot. This is...
She pays?
No. This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex. But this week... And we suck at all that podcasting. But this week...
Wow, Mike really ruined our open.
Yeah.
Really, like, he really ruined our open just by talking. Goddamn, Michael. Every time you open your mouth.
Well, this week we're not doing a specific book. We're talking about a topic. The topic of discussion is...
Oh, our current, like, I was trying to figure out how, like, I'm going to word it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because anyway.
Recent
talking
reads.
Talking about our recent reads
outside
that
of the podcast.
Haven't been on the podcast and our reading goals of the year slightly, if we even made them.
I'd call it a catch up.
A little catch up.
Oh, reading catch up.
Reading roundup.
Catch up with us.
Reading roundup. Beautiful.
Goodies roundup.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with the goals.
Oh, I love Toy Story.
We're starting with goals.
Let's start with the goals. I put mine as 50 this year.
You're going to read 50 books this year.
Uh-huh.
What was yours last year?
Last year, I did...
Wasn't it 50?
Last year, I read 65, I think.
Well, why did you set it to 50?
I read 61 last year.
You're lowering the bar.
I've lowered... Yeah, this is what I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
So, I realized that I was getting a little bit too, like, obsessed with it.
Oh.
Especially towards the end of the year where, like, the numbers are there. It's like... Especially when Goodreads still is like, you're behind by 3 books. It's okay. You got this.
Ooh.
And so I just didn't like that feeling anymore. Also, I didn't like making it a competition. Because back when I got into reading again, I wasn't about, like, how many books can I read this year? You know, it was very much like, I read 2 books this year. That's more than enough. It's a great feat on its own.
I feel that.
So I wanted to take the competition out of it. And so I decided, like, you know what? 50 is a good baseline. If I pass it, I pass it. If I don't, I don't. But I think 50 seems... feasible for me.
I love
so
that.
That's what I've been doing.
I still think measuring by amount of books makes no sense.
I do too.
Because words should be pages.
I think you're.
So I could read. I could read 100
pages.
I did. A thing about that, or a reel about that, and I was like, not for nothing. My 2020. I don't know what the page count was. I feel like it was like 109,000 pages, right? Wow. Or whatever it was,
so
right?
Yeah.
And then I read more books in 2021, but I read like 20,000 less pages.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And then I read more books in 2022, but I read less pages than 2020.
Right.
Like, it was just like, it just didn't make sense, right? Yeah, like, because it does, because I read novellas and I read shorter books. And like, I think 2022, I had like a stint where like I wouldn't read a book over 300 pages. Like,
oh yeah.
So
you did go through a phase of that. Yeah.
I know I did. So
what was your book count last year?
My book count last year, my goal was, oh shit. Here we go. Oh, 2023, my book count was 204.
204 books.
And my goal was 150.
Wow. Blew it out of the water.
And then for 2022, I read 301. But my goal was 225. To be fair, I was on maternity leave. I was unemployed for a little bit, for like 6 weeks. And I also read a lot of short books. And
yeah. I saw in our Discord, a bunch of people were talking about that woman that read. They were like, there's no way she could have possibly read.
It was like 1,000 books or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
But if they were all like two.
No, we went through it.
Oh, really?
There were a lot of like long. Yeah, it was okay. A whole thing that Discord like. Got really invested. I guess one of our Discord pals had seen on a different Discord that this person had shown how much they had read in a year, and it was a substantial amount of books. It seemed outrageous. So
the math.
So they were like sending it to us, be like, guys, do you think this is like wild? Like, this is pretty wild. And it turned into this whole conspiracy. They're like, what kind of books are they reading?
Yeah.
Are they pulling an Erica? Like,
yeah, true.
Probably. It was a fun discussion though.
That is cool.
So. That one, I don't know where people ended up on that, but like
I think we just let it go because, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is. So like I think like that 200 to 300 range is like, it's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's feasible because if you read a book a day, like a lot of people do, mm-hmm. that read pretty a lot. You know, you read instead of watch television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get a 350-page book done and, you know,
literally
5 hours.
Last weekend, because of the busted toe, I wasn't moving anywhere. So I read the book that I'll talk about later, You Reach Jam. It's 292 pages, I think.
Yeah.
it was just around 300 pages, and I read it in a day. I read it in 4 hours.
Wow.
That's what I mean. Like, you can so you read can. A book in a day.
Yeah.
And some people on weekends will read a book and a half.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, I get people, like, that's how I read so much. I read a lot of audiobooks. I can do it when I, like, do chores or I'm driving.
Sure.
But I think when you get in, like, the 500-600s, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because that's, I read a lot, right? Like, I read almost a book every day. Obviously, last year I didn't, but, like, I generally kind of read about that. Maybe, like, a book every other day or whatever.
So what's your goal this year?
So my goal this year is 150 again. I'm already 9 books ahead of schedule.
Wow.
And I did not read, I only read one book this last week, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm ahead of schedule, too.
I also, you know, my reading kind of goes in like peaks and valleys depending on like how busy I am. You know, the summer I'm a little bit busier than normal, so like it's a little harder, and
yeah,
the holidays plus you have, are really
you
hard
have
to
little huddy.
You have a little huddy. I mean, yeah, but how has that changed your reading being a mom?
It has a lot, you know. I can't really like do it as often, and you know,
yeah, like
I
where are you finding time to, between work and a kid and everything? Like, where do you find time to read
at night?
Do you just lay in bed and read?
I read it.
You must not get a lot of sleep.
I sleep 7 hours.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
I sleep midnight to 7.
Oh, midnight. I'm in bed by 9 these days.
The other day I went to bed like at 8:30.
Yeah.
And I was, what a world.
It's great.
I was like, wow.
You wake up at 6 and you're like, this is amazing.
I got up at 6 something because the upstairs neighbors are always loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up with them. It feels very familial.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm usually up by 7 o'clock. My body wakes up. I don't even hear an alarm anymore these days. Mm-hmm. I'm just up by 7.
Midnight to 7 is my... And I'll read probably from like 7 to midnight.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'll put Hudson... Or 7:30 to midnight because I'll put Hudson down.
What does John do while you're reading? Does he like have his own hobbies?
He watches TV. We just sit on the couch.
Nice.
I'll like half watch TV sometimes or you know what I mean, but...
Yeah. No, I like that. Sometimes Mike will want to play Fortnite, so I'm with like, me. Well, I guess I'll read.
Yeah,
you guys play it all
Fortnite
the time.
With Mike for like
all the time.
I was already telling him upstairs, like, "Hey, I'll be here. I'll be on later tonight. So,
that's so
I'll
funny.
See you then."
It just sucks because our internet's trash. But
yeah, I was like,
but
did
I
you
also,
already?
Oh, I also I pick Hudson up every day from daycare. John drops him off.
Oh, good.
So that's a 15 minutes each way.
Audio.
So I get a 30-minute audio
that's smart.
Session. And
that's nice. And that's the one thing I miss about commuting.
Driving.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm playing with Hudson, I can put like an audiobook in.
My goal is always 25 books.
Yeah, I was going to say it's 25, isn't it?
It's always 25. And if you told me that when I was in high school, if you said, hey, when you're, or like when I was younger, if you were like, hey, when you're 30, in your 30s, you're going to have a goal to read 25 books a year. I would have been like, well, that's not possible. You can't do that as a human. There's no way you can read 25 books. I think I got it last year, though. I think I did like 30 or something because of our podcast. So I think that if this podcast didn't exist, there's no way I would hit 25 books, which is wild to think about. I'd maybe get 5.
I mean, it's crazy to me because I was kind of in that world of like, yeah, I haven't read a book in
it's hard.
5 years,
it's hard for
years.
Me to like, I don't know what it is. I love the idea of books. I love stories. I love hearing stories. So like when I go to a library, I'm so fucking happy. I like looking at covers and being like, oh, there's worlds. And then like when I sit down, I'm like, all right, now just read it. Just read it.
Nope.
You have the book.
Nope.
I open it and I start reading and like I just think, and maybe it's ADD, but I think of every other thing in the world besides what I'm reading.
That's
and I can't
sleep.
It's tough.
It's bad how I can't fall asleep.
Sometimes I'll get lucky and something will really just suck me in. Like The Iron Prince was one of the ones that like took me. I was like, oh, I could enjoy books again.
Yeah.
Like I was like, damn, maybe I like there's something there. But I haven't found something since then that sucked me in that way.
What about
way.
Book two?
Yeah, book two is great. But I mean like outside of like that series.
Got it.
But I am trying to read more books even outside of our podcast. How's it
Proud
going?
Of you.
Not well. But I think that's what we're talking about now.
Right now.
Yeah. What are y'all reading?
I also think that people think that, I mean, and this is a little hot topic, but like.
You and your hot topic.
Always
this
a hot topic.
A little hot, but.
You should have worked at Hot Topic. What the pudding?
Wow, okay.
Pudding.
Okay.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Big yikes.
No, I think people think that they have to read poignant and like high level.
Yeah,
highbrow books.
You do not.
And that's where I think people get freaked out because they're like, I could never read these, like, because some of the books that I thought you had to read as an adult were like heavy topics, the Bible, or like nonfiction, or you know what I mean, like that are that
I do disgust. Like the occasional nonfiction, though. I will say
that's how I feel about articles, though. But they like to me, articles feel very highbrow.
So yeah. I actually read a lot of scientific journals, and I read a lot of random.
Maybe she'll like Iron Prince.
Did you see the whales? First time we've ever documented whales having whale sex. Killing.
Oh, I thought
we finally got documentations of whales having sex on camera. And guess what? Males.
Yeah, it was two dudes.
Yep. Love to see
it. We also saw a killer whale kill a great white shark.
Whoa, I didn't see that.
That's normal.
Shit, I gotta look
that up. No. It was like 1v1.
And it was 1v1.
It was the first time that's ever happened, and the whale killed the shark in less than 3 minutes.
That doesn't surprise me. Orcas are fucking psychotic.
So
that's insane.
So we know what Erica's reading outside of podcasts.
No. So I do. It's not that I don't read.
Turn
like
into a whale romance.
Yo, are you, how's, we need to check in on the green man.
I know, right?
Okay.
Oh my God, yes.
I know. Can you preface that? What are we talking
about? No, wait, let me finish this
thought.
Make
that on topic.
Okay.
Let me finish this thought.
That should be on topic.
So it's, so like I'll read outside of like my shit, but like I think people think that you have to read like poignant pieces of literature.
No.
Like the shit that you read in high school. And that's not necessarily it. And like when you read and actually enjoy what you're reading, you read it faster and you can read it faster. You want to pick it up. And like people are like, oh yeah, I put this book down and I haven't picked it back up. And it's like, well, because you didn't really like it that much. Or like, you know what I mean? But like when you like what you're reading and you like reading and it like you like going into another world or like fantasy or whatever, it's not like a chore like it felt like in high school.
True. Yeah, you're right. What are you reading right now outside of podcast stuff?
Okay, Iron Princess podcast stuff. I haven't picked up another book yet that's like for me, just me.
Really?
No, because I just finished one last week. So I finished You've Reached Sam by Dustin Tao.
You've Reached Sam?
You've Reached Sam.
Okay.
You know when you're like, You've Reached Sam?
Yeah.
Message.
Yeah.
How was it? It was, I think I had higher hopes for it.
Is this a romance?
In a way, but it's more contemporary.
Okay.
Right? It's contemporary fiction. It's YA. It's a girl's boyfriend passes and they're in high school.
Oh, I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No. In the past, you read this.
I was going to read it because the cover is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So the person who illustrated, this is like deep cut.
I was actually really interested in this.
The person who illustrated the cover.
Oh, cute.
It's one of my favorite artists on Instagram I was still on Instagram. Her name was Zipcy.
Okay.
Zipcy. I believe she was Korean. I believe. But she's a beautiful artist. When I saw this cover come out a couple years back, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
Because right? I could know that artist from far away. Anyway, so I've been wanting to read it for a while. And then because I broke my pinky toe last weekend, I've been just sitting around of it. So I read it last weekend and I just didn't care too much for like the main character. She didn't feel like likable to me, unfortunately.
How was the story?
Story was fine. Basic premise, just to give you the quick synopsis, is her boyfriend passes and in her grief, she decides to call his phone and he picks up.
Okay.
So it turns into like, why is he picking up and how is she getting through this grief? Of this, you know, thing. I had a lot of tear jerky moments. Ooh. Because I feel like, you know, if you lose your partner like that, like, what are you gonna do? I thought it was a sweet story.
I kind of want to read that.
I have the book, you can borrow it.
Yeah, I might be in.
I was like, I one of my other goals for the year, which I'm glad I'm saying it now, is to read more of my owned library. So
that's your goal every year.
This year I'm doing
and
it.
And I come for you every year.
I know, but this year you can't because I've already started. I got
okay,
one.
Good.
I got one down.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
I'm trying to do this thing where, like, I break down my goals monthly and I'm trying to be more active about it.
I love that.
So I want to do at least two a month. I think last month I only did one.
I think that's good.
Did you cry?
I had moments where I tear jerked, yeah, but not like full on, like full tears, you know?
See, like, I don't think I could do books like that because I don't want to be... I'm already, like, sad in my life.
Which is why I don't watch, like, sad movies. I can't watch sad movies. Like, I cry about everything.
I don't want to be sad reading.
I don't know.
You know how you are with thrillers?
I like it.
I'm like that with sad books or sad movies.
I like feeling something, though.
I like to feel something.
Yeah. I like feeling, like, gut-wrenching, like, pining, and then I like the, like, okay, everyone's happy in the end. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, I don't want the... I don't know. Like, you know what my problem is too? Is like, okay, like you've reached Sam the entire time. I'd be thinking, okay, what if John died?
Yeah, that's true. I think that too.
You know what I mean?
And I immediately thought that. Yeah.
I would be, that's all I would think about. Yeah. And then I would fucking hate it the whole time. Yeah. Because then I would spiral into that, into like my own anxiety.
You have to be able to separate it, Erica.
I can't.
I know. I'm the same way. I feel you.
Yeah.
It's the same reason I can't watch scary movies before bed. I will have nightmares.
I do it, but then I have to like do something afterwards.
So like watch Seinfeld after.
Not even Parks and Rec. Like something I have to switch it off. Yeah. Then I go to bed too late and then it's just a bad, bad cycle. On top of that, I've read these, I don't know what the series is, but like, oh, Improbable Meet Cutes. Mm. And there are a bunch of little novellas that Audible put out, or at least Amazon put out, right around Valentine's Day. And the only reason why I picked it up was because Abby Jimenez wrote one of them called The Worst Wingman Ever. Hands down, I think Abby Jimenez is one of my all-time favorite authors.
Wow, yeah.
I've read two of her books now, plus this novella.
Fantastic.
Love that. I love her writing. I love the emotions she brings out for a little novella that's like 90 pages, not even.
Yeah.
I felt all kinds of emotions.
That's interesting.
It was
laughing.
It was crying. It was swooning. It was all of the above. I loved it. Worst Wingman Ever. I've read three other ones and I'm like, not as good as Abby. So I think like Abby just like kills it for
me. She's got it.
She's up there.
I love that.
And then another quick call out that I've done is Sea of Ruin. I finally finished it by Pam Godwin.
Do you think I would like it?
No.
Thank you. That was all I needed.
I don't think you would like it.
That was all I needed.
Because
it's like up my alley, though. It sounds like something I would like.
I know what happens in the end.
Yeah.
So.
It's not the, don't let the piratey thing like bring you in, because that's not what this is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So yeah, avoid it.
That was all I needed to know.
And then I read Salt and Broom by Lynn Fisher. Salt and Broom is a retelling of Jane Eyre, but Jane Eyre is a witch.
Interesting.
Loved it. It was so good. I was hooked for it. It's short also.
Wow.
It's also a short book. I think the Kindle Unlimited came with the audiobook at the same time, so I did both. I was reading it physically and listening to it.
Cool.
Loved it.
Nice.
So if you like Jane Eyre, highly recommend.
Awesome.
I think it's a relatively new book too, so it's like not many people have read it, I think.
Yep.
That sounds cool.
And that's it. That's all my books that I've read outside of the podcast this year.
Awesome. I only have, Erica, let's end with you because I'm sure you have plenty to scroll through. But I only have three that I've read outside of here that I've like started but haven't finished. Two of which are nonfiction. I'm trying really hard to read more nonfiction.
Which ones?
So the first one is Storyworthy by Matthew Dix. And it's a guy who has won, you know, The Moth, the it's a podcast called The Moth, and they tell stories. No. So it's like you go to New York City, you tell a good story, and like that becomes like the podcast, like the best stories get on there. And this guy has won like a bunch of times. So it's literally him talking about like what makes a good story. And I love storytelling.
That's fun.
And I just thought it was really, so far it's very interesting, and I'm excited to read more about it. I'm trying really hard to tap into my creativity more this year, whether that's writing more, just, you know, anything.
I love that for you.
And then, so the other one that I read was recommended by my friend Rachel, and it's called The Artist's Way, and it's more of a spiritual take on creativity.
Okay.
And just like, I don't know, there's a lot of tasks. Yeah, The Artist's Way. But there's tasks that you can do, and I love a good task.
I love when they give us a to-do list.
And it's like changed her life. So like seeing her go through it, like she would message me and she's like, I bought a cauldron today. And I'm like, why the fuck did you buy a cauldron? She's like, I don't know. It was like, I was doing this task and it brought me to a thrift shop and this thing just like called to me. And I was like,
oh, she's living a life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
So that's why I bought the book. And like so far, just like reading it, I'm like, oh, this is like a fun spiritual journey. To
I want it.
Get me back to feeling more creative.
I want that.
Yeah. And then the last one is the second Iron Prince book, which
I'm so excited to talk about Iron Prince.
I know, me
I'm
too.
I'm so into it.
I love that you're into it.
I'm so into it.
It brings me an immense amount of joy.
I was worried. Immense, I'm not gonna lie. I was worried.
I gotta like re-listen
from the beginning. It was
I haven't read the first one since
you read it
2 years ago? No.
That's you reread it before the second one came out.
I didn't reread
it. Did you lie to all of us on
Did I say I reread it?
You said you were rereading.
Oh, I was going to. Yeah, I never did.
A little skim.
Take a little skim.
You're right. Skim off
well, I got the audiobook, so I
do it. The audiobook is so good.
I started it like maybe once or twice, but I don't know if I have the same.
I love
No, it should be Luke Daniels.
I think it might be. I don't know. I got to go back into it. Robin was mentioning that Ketcher has like a weird voice too. And yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. But
no, it's
we'll
good.
See.
I like it.
Okay.
He's I'll like go. This little like, I'll try to find it later so you can hear him. But it's
like
very much
Californian.
Like, I thought of like, remember that kid we talked about in the Brink movie?
Yeah.
The long the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, what's his name?
I don't remember, but like that.
Brink?
not the actor's name.
I know who you're talking about.
Jonathan Van
some whatever. That guy.
Okay.
It feels like straight up like a California kid.
I love
just
it.
Like a little skateboarder or whatever.
Well, we'll see. I'm excited to talk about it. It's Erica, so what good. Are you how many first of all, how many books outside of the podcast would you say you've read so far? Probably a bunch, right?
This year?
Yeah.
I've read 54 books this year.
In total?
Total. So
okay. Subtract that.
Subtract
eight
that
or whatever. The, yeah, wow. Whatever. Okay.
I kind of got caught up in like a few motorcycle series.
This is always my favorite. I love to know the genre she's in. I love to see where her
so
head
we've
is.
We've
at.
Gone from the aliens yes. to motorcycle gang.
Yes.
Love oh, that. I will always dip back.
I want to write
aliens.
A story about Erica's progression into different genres. I think it's so funny.
Imagine if Erica's like reading habits was like Chalk Zone, and every
that's
like,
what it feels like.
Every genre she read, she like dives into that world.
That's
by
what
accident.
It feels it's, like. It, like if we strung them all together, it would tell its own story.
Yeah,
it's a little weird.
Okay, motorcycles.
I don't
gangs?
Know. I don't know why. It feel they
these
feel
covers are interesting.
They're disgusting. They feel feels like Sons of Anarchy a little bit. Like that was one of the series.
Each of them has a shirtless man like in the front.
Yeah.
Honestly, you have to. Really
Did you
look
like Sons of Anarchy?
It.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah,
that.
I love Sons.
Okay,
of Anarchy.
I've never watched it. I hear it's great.
I didn't
though.
Watch
it's
it
good.
Either.
But if you
just small call outs, not 20 of them.
Yes.
No, if you like the, if you kind of like, I want to say like Twilight-esque, where it's like you're in like the world and there's vampires or like shifters or something, like you want like
sure.
that urban paranormal type of thing. The Tooth and Claw series by Heather Guerrier is really good, and I slept on the last book and I'm mad at myself for it. One of those types of things. 5-star for me for that.
Wow.
But I've been kind of like, I double back into my aliens because I like my aliens.
Oh, good. Thank God.
can't deviate.
I would have been sad if we didn't get some alien
yeah,
books.
Yeah, I definitely double back into the aliens.
What's different? Like, okay, you've read so many alien books.
So
do
many.
They not all just
so many.
Blur together?
Yes.
What's like the most unique one that you've read?
I couldn't even tell you. Gun to my head, I couldn't tell you. honestly, like the Ice Planet Barbarian ones are really good. But
the other thing is that Robin's like reading the Ice Planet Barbarians ones now. And
oh,
she's,
nice.
Like,
she's
loving
deep.
Them.
It's
and it's so,
so
sweet
deep.
To see.
It's so good.
I read my first Orc
Ruby
one.
Dixon's covers are changing a lot.
Whoa, let me see.
Oh, these ones? These yeah. are like a weird novella.
It's like freaking Victoria's Secret model pictures, but just like.
That's just that particular. Like,
she's
these
pumping
are novellas.
Them out.
Damn.
2-star for CC3?
Whoa. That's a split. Are we going to do CC3?
Are we
going
to cover it? Because we have to do it soon.
I don't
then.
Know.
We
I don't
should.
Know. If, like,
if Carrie makes a video, I will.
It's so bad.
Yes.
Like,
we're going to do it soon.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a YouTube video on it. Like, even if we do the discussion here, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to cover everything I hated about
we'll
it.
We just make it 2 hours. Episode.
Okay.
Can somebody actually hit up Carrie and ask her?
I'll message her.
Because I can't do it until her video.
So my review for CC3 was, I feel like I got this book on Temu, unfulfilling, and less than I expected.
Oh my God, not Temu. You did not bring out Temu.
Not Temu.
Damn, Erica, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
That hurt my feelings.
Damn, Sarah.
That's the only way I could say it. I've read a couple of sports romances, which I really don't like to do.
I don't like sports romances.
Surprise.
Hate them.
Name the sport.
Golf.
This is golf. It's Tessa
you
Bailey.
You did not. Tessa
Bailey's new book is golf.
Tessa Bailey.
I'm sorry. I just was not. Out of every sport in the world, golf was not
I
what
knew
I
she was coming with it. So I was like, well,
golf. That just fucking.
So it was,
wow. Okay.
It was a really weird premise. So like this girl's like his fangirl and like goes to a bunch
hey,
of his.
Of golf.
Golf. It was.
But it's Tessa Bailey. People
it was
she's
bizarre
like-
and it was fucking awesome.
Are there any dirt bike ones? Those would be fun.
Yeah.
Some really
yeah,
sexy.
There's a lot of racing ones.
Sexy, there's a lot of racing ones.
Sexy I actually, dirt bikers.
Of all the sports, I would say the racing F1s are probably the best ones that I like. I don't do them a lot or very often. Mm-hmm. I hate.
They are pretty hot. A lot of those guys.
I hate the like core four sport ones like baseball, football, basketball.
See, that's like the
hockey,
only thing I would
hockey.
Like.
Hockey. I don't like love those ones.
I don't like those.
Golf, though. I did read a hockey one that was not really anything to do with hockey. So that, like, I like sports romance when like sports is not in
the
it.
Main focus.
Hit me up when there's a frisbee golf one. I'll read that
for sure. I read Bride by Allie Hazelwood. I think we're gonna do an episode on that.
Yeah.
Spoiler, loved it. And let's see.
Nailer 5 stars.
A ton over here. I'm seeing a
lot.
Whoa,
good year.
Actually, I've had a pretty good successful, a lot of 4 stars.
A lot of 4 stars, yeah.
Are these a lot of recommended books? Or?
No, not necessarily. If you're sleeping on Kimberly Lemming, we read That Time I Got Drunk
and Saved a Dragon.
Oh, yeah. Good shit.
We can do the next one in that series. We haven't continued it.
That's true.
Yeah, we could do
They're
that.
They're short.
Let's do that.
I read my first Kennedy Ryan book.
Which one did you pick?
I did All the King's Men.
Was it good?
Amazing. Amazing.
I hear great things about Kennedy Amazing. Ryan.
Amazing. It's basically like history? Scandal.
Oh, Jesus.
That's one I want to read. Yeah. Is it Kingmaker?
Yeah, The Kingmaker.
I own it. It was like free one day on Kindle Unlimited and I bought it. Oh, sorry. Wow.
So really, really good. Actually, I read the weirdest motorcycle romance one where like the guy is the president and the girl is like super autistic and she's like trying to kill her uncle because he like molested her friend.
Oh,
okay. Keep going.
And not where he, that was going, like, the president is like, no, like, I can't let you do that. And like,
how does they
fall because her brother's like in the MC.
It's like, so Disney meets Jerry Springer.
It was like, the wildest.
The president of the club.
Yeah, the president. We're over here
like the president of the United States.
The president of the club.
The United States. I'm like,
oh my God.
Why is the president stopping this girl president's from murdering?
No, the president of the club. And she's like,
the same exact thing.
She's like, I need help hiding the body.
Okay, that changes everything.
I kind of like her.
It was, yeah. I loved it. I was like, this is so fucking weird. What's that one called? Weird, but I loved it. Heavy by Kate Wells.
I'm down for that. That's a cool one. If she was actually the president, it'd be even cooler.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I really like,
Erica, you're getting cut off soon.
Sorry. I really like, tattoo artist. Like,
really?
Romances, but I get a lot of good ones of those.
We should do an episode on subgenres because she
has
some
all of them
that I've never heard
so
of.
Many weird subgenres.
I have no subgenres.
Wait, what are some of the ones I'm coming up on?
Oh, yeah. Do that.
I have a list of what I want to read.
Oh, Kay Bromberg, if you want to read, like, F1.
She's coming to you. You look like, her in the eye.
Whatever, F1 type ones. Kay Bromberg has great ones. Let's see. I guess I still have a couple of Ruby Dixons that I have to actually.
Still?
So
she pumps them out.
Of all of the authors of that I've read, Ruby Dixon is my most read author.
Wow, that's some new development.
So how many?
Like, but she beats everyone by like 20 books or something.
You ever see that coming?
No, I did not like. Oh, I really want to do the Shepherd King. Have you seen these books?
Yeah, I've seen the cover way back when, but I don't know what it's about.
The Shepherd King?
It's a duet.
The Shepherd's Pie? Better.
It's a duet. Like
duet sounds good.
Well,
The Dark Window.
Oh, that looks cool. I like that cover a lot.
All right. I can share some titles that I have in my, like, will read soon, hopefully, if I have the time. Bright Young Women by Jessica Knoll. I think it's got like some serial killer type of thing going with it.
Shocked.
Faking with Benefits by Lily Gold, only because Robin mentioned it in the Discord, and when Robin talks, I say, let's go.
That's a, you know, that is a, what's it called, right?
Why Choose?
Yeah. What does that mean?
She gets all of them. Three guys, gets to keep them all.
What?
Yeah. Must be nice, huh?
I read the end of it.
It's a reverse harem.
Oh.
You read the ending, don't say anything.
What
does
Why Choose
I read the end
mean?
Of it, yeah.
Because they don't want to use the word reverse harem anymore. Mm. You Again by Kate Golbeck. One, the
cover
to looks so beautiful. What?
Is that a sequel to You?
No.
Oh.
Sequel to You I already read is Hidden Bodies.
Well, it should be called You.
Not as good.
But again.
Vampires Over Norte by Isabel Cañas.
That sounds cool.
Also, the cover looks
so cool.
That sounds
Latina.
It is. It's, I believe, Mexican. Yeah. Daughter of a Rancher in 1840s Mexico. You know, there's a thing or two about monsters. Her home has long been threatened by tensions of Anglo settlers from the north, but something more sinister lurks near the ranch at night. Something that drains men of their blood and leaves them for dead.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm into that one. I saw the cover at a bookstore a couple months ago.
What's that book that you made us read back in the day, Erica, with the ranch and the money.
It was one of our first books.
I really liked
No White Knight, something like that.
Yeah, I still think about that sometimes.
Forget
that
Me
was
Not
such
by Julia.
That was a good book.
Yeah.
You actually read it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
it was like one of my faves.
Did I read it?
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah, we all read it.
I really liked it.
No memory.
I just love like
I didn't expect
the
to love it.
Fake town.
Yeah, the fake
yeah,
town.
So something I've noticed in the coming books I'm going to have, I think they're all Reylo fanfic stuff.
Oh, God.
I think I slowly...
Do you even like Star Wars?
I love Rey and...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Forget Me Not.
Yeah, I want to read
Forget Me Not by Julie Soto is probably one of my favorite books of all time.
I'm going to read it soon.
Top five.
It's on my list.
All right, put that on our list.
You have to listen to the audio.
Yeah?
It's the audio. It's okay. The audio.
Wait,
audio
can we add that for next... week
it's you don't want to give something different
what
it's a lot of romances
whatever
all right
fucking
listen I'm down
if you guys
that.
Are gonna do Iron Prince which you are I feel
I am I'm literally
then
a chapter
I will,
away from is. The end
then I will suck it up and I'll read
it's
the
about
romance.
A flower it's like wedding
a florist.
Florist
okay so I might have changed my mind just kidding
but it's I believe it's a Reylo fanfic
okay. Cool
not fanfic but yeah I
I'll try to
Reylo.
Have an open mind okay
I mean, just look at them that's Reylo right there. That's Kylo Ren.
All right, let's wrap this up. We got to go.
Anyway, and then the last one is, and I'm keeping it thrown in the dark, Villains and Virtues, number one. Don't know why this is on my list, but it's there.
Nice.
Also, the cover is giving Kylo Ren.
So. All those covers that you just showed us did look the same.
Kylo Ren.
All right, everybody. Let us know what you're reading this year. What are your goals? What are your favorite books? And give us recommendations that we can add to our list. Give me some nonfiction recs. I've been trying to lean more into...
Matthew McConaughey one.
Yeah, I'm trying to lean more into a little nonfiction. Maybe we'll do a batch of nonfiction in the future. But thanks
just
for
not
being...
Not educated again. Nothing sad.
Thanks for being here. We love you all. We'll see you next week. And follow us on Instagram, books_and_betches, BETCHES. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Just look up Books and Betches. And we love you. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.